This podcast is brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA plus community media organisation, Joy. Keep Joy on air by becoming a member, a subscriber, or donate. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.
You're listening to a Joycast from GLBTIQ community radio station, Joy 94.9.
Some good news, some pleasant news. Earlier on this week, last Friday, in fact, the third edition of the Writing Themselves In Again report was launched on Friday. This is a report into young GLBTIQ people, the first edition of which was out in 1998. Our reporter, Bianca Johnston, spoke to the author.
Associate Professor Lynn Hillier, Principal Research Fellow at the Australian Centre in Sex, Health and Society.
Lynn, for those people who don't know what Writing Themselves In, what is it?
It's a report that has happened every 6 years until now, 1998, 2004, 2010. It covers the sexual health and well-being of same-sex attracted and gender questioning young people. It looks at whether they're getting the information they need to have safe sex, whether there's fair representation of school, how they're being treated. It's who they've disclosed to, it's who they have sex with, it's who they're attracted to and how they identify. It covers a lot.
And when was the first report done?
1998 with 749.
And then there's been two since?
2004 with 1,749 and now in 2010, 3,134.
And what have you learnt from the different reports that you've done?
Well, I guess I've learned that you need to stay in the same job doing the same thing for a long time to see social change happen, and that you need to be patient and slowly work your way through issues.
And what have you seen change in terms of issues for gay, lesbian, bi, transgender youth?
Look, I see that homophobic abuse is alive and well, but that young people are handling it much better and that they've got a lot more to handle it with.
You said that there's a higher reportage of abuse. So we don't know whether that's more abuse or just more reporting.
Young people are more likely to be out, and so they're probably more likely to be abused. Young people are perhaps more aware of their rights, but I would suspect that homophobic abuse is up, that it's an accurate reflection. We're in a time of social change. Social change involves struggle.
But you said that young people today are more likely to be out. What do you attribute that to?
I think there's a lot more visibility around. I think that there are many more groups, that they are meeting with other young people on the internet, and they have much more opportunity to come across discourses that say, you're okay. You know, in the old days it was just, you're sick, you're evil, you're abnormal, it's a phase, you're going to be a lonely old person. Now they see there are a whole lot of other ways to see themselves, and they're much more likely to say, I'm okay.
Do you think that's in line with changes in social attitudes?
It probably is. I mean, there's more visibility in the media. We've got High Court judges. We've got
same-sex marriage on the agenda again.
Yes, well, that's very interesting, and these young people want it. I think it's a right that we are being denied, and whether we want it or not, we need to have it available to us.
Does the survey cover, or the report cover, mental health issues?
It does. We ask about harming themselves and attempted suicide because of homophobia. The rates are high. And 38% of young people who've been physically assaulted have attempted suicide. We look at drug use. Drug use is related to homophobia. Feeling unsafe is related to homophobia.
Internalised homophobia?
Yes, before young people can see any other way to think about themselves, they're going to take on the I'm evil, I'm, you know, and so on.
Lynn, what will be done with the information from the report? How does it support the community?
Look, a lot's being done already. We've learned from this report that strong policies in schools make a difference to young people, that schools that are supportive make a difference. In a supportive school, a kid is less likely to commit suicide. In a supportive school, they feel safer, they feel better about themselves.
So does that mean you can take this to schools and
show them? Absolutely.
And that's what we've done previously.
Oh, of course, yeah. We don't do this research just to do it, we do it to make change.
And is there any other areas that you're particularly concerned about or want to focus on?
I think we've learned from this research that when a person is disclosed to and rejects a young person, they increase their chances of self-harm and suicide, and that we all have a responsibility here. That in some ways our society created homophobia and its damage, and we have a responsibility to address that damage.
That was our reporter Bianca Johnston there talking to Lynn Hillier, one of the authors of Writing Themselves In Again, at the launch of that report. Bianca also spoke with Jen from the Foundation for Young Australians.
Associate Professor Lynn Hillier, Principal Research Fellow at the Australian Centre in...
Hi, I'm Jen from the Foundation for Young Australians. This research will really inform us, and it tells us what young people are experiencing here and now in Australian schools, what they identify the needs as for change, and it helps us translate that into professional practice for teachers and schools. The 2005 edition told us that schools are actually one of the most dangerous places for same-sex attracted and gender diverse young people in schools. How their teachers respond to their sexuality and gender identity has a significant impact on their health and well-being. We provide training, resources and consultancy for schools to improve their practice and really look at the support that they provide for young people, but also teachers and families around issues of sexual and gender diversity, and also how to challenge homophobia and discrimination based on sexuality and gender identity. And knowing that they have the institutional support of organisations like schools is really fundamental, I think, to issues around identity and belonging.
What can they do if they're having some issues?
There are many organisations out there to provide support. Mm-hmm. They can get in touch with Safe Schools Coalition Victoria, particularly that's a call out to teachers and school staff who are looking to make a change. We can help you. These issues do matter. Homophobic language in schools is incredibly damaging, and despite the fact it often feels overwhelming, we can create significant change. So I would invite people to get in touch with us. We'd love to hear from them.
Okay, that was Jen there from the Foundation for Young Australians. You can Google that and find out where they are online. Talking to our reporter Bianca Johnston at the launch of Writing Themselves In Again, Part 3. You are listening to Freshly Done.
Joy 94.9 is a GLB TIQ community radio station in Melbourne, Australia. Support Joy 94.9 by becoming a member at joy.org.au.
Thanks for listening to another Joy podcast brought to you by Australia's LGBTQIA+ community media organisation, Joy. Help keep Joy on air. Head to joy.org.au. Joy, a diverse sound for a diverse community.